Hey everyone, Brian from All Day Rock Off here, and today's podcast episode is with Brad Mason. Brad is the head coach for the Give team. He's also the vice chairman on the board of directors for the New Image Youth Center. And in today's episode, we're going to get into both of those. What is the Give team? What is the New Image Youth Center? What are they doing with GoRuck? Because there is a fundraiser patch on GoRuck's website right now, assuming you're listening to this in June of 2020. And it's a really special episode. Brad does a great job explaining what the Give team is, but I figure just to preface it before we get into it, I'm going to read the team page from their website. So quickly, the Give team, it's an obstacle course racing team and a leadership program composed of students from the New Image Youth Center, which is located in the inner city Paramore neighborhood in Orlando, Florida. And that neighborhood was once named among one of the most dangerous in the U.S. Their team motto is, no matter how little you have, you always have something to give. And as soon as I saw that on their website, I knew that I had to reach out and we had to do a podcast episode because that is just such a great motto. I really hope you enjoyed this episode with Brad. You are listening to the All Day Rock Off podcast, episode number 158. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you for downloading this episode. We talk about a ton of different things here. Links to everything we talk about, including the One Team, One Fight patch that GoRuck has on their website, which is fundraising for the Give team, can be found in the show notes. You can hit that up at alldayrockoff.com/158. Brad, thanks so much again for taking the time to be on this call. Had a ton of fun talking. Here is the interview with Brad Mason. Today, I'm talking with Brad Mason. I'm really excited to have him on the call. He is the head coach for the Give team. He is the vice chairman on the board of directors for the New Image Youth Center. Recently had a collaboration with GoRuck around this Give team patch that GoRuck has in the store. That's how I found out about the Give team. You know, reached out to Brad and we put together this call. Really excited to have you on today, Brad. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brian. Thanks. I really appreciate you reaching out too. I'm excited to talk about the things we've got going on and you know, share a little bit about how we've evolved over the last few years and really where we are now. I think it's really topical with all the things that are going on in the world.
Again, I appreciate the time carving this out of your day. I know we're both really busy and I'm really excited, you know, to hear more about this. So I would love to just dive right in. The thing that originally drew me to this was the Give team. So if you wouldn't mind, you know, going into what is the Give team and who's a part of it.
We're the only inner city obstacle course racing team in the country. So we're called the Give team because our motto is no matter how little you have, you always have something to give. And our focus is really on building strength and knowing that the foundation of strength is confidence. And no better way to build confidence than in helping others and whether in adding value in some way, shape, or form. And so our motto is intended to focus on the physical side of things. If you're 4 miles into a 5 mile run and you think you're done, you're not done. You have more to give. So keep going. And that's a perfect metaphor for life as well. That if you think that you don't have anything to offer, you're not thinking deeply enough and you need to maybe poke around at those on your team to help you to identify where you can give and where you can help. Our second motto is life is a team sport, draft accordingly. So we feel very strongly that we're stronger together than we are apart. So if there's somebody on your team who's not helping you get where you want to go, you want to find a spot for them. If they're on your family, you can't really kick them off, but you need to put them in a place so they don't get in the way of where you want to go. And conversely, seek out people who might help you get where you want to go and add value to them and make them a part of your team. And those are the core tenets of what we've done as we've grown this from its foundations in, you know, 2015 to our first obstacle course race in 2017 to a lot of the work that we've done with other organizations like Spartan, like Green Beret Challenge, And a little bit with GORUCK, and we're looking forward to doing even more with GORUCK here as we head into the latter part of this year and into 2021.
And I just have to say, you know, the first time I went to your website, giveteam.net, I saw that first saying up there, no matter how little you have, you always have something to give. And that took me back to, you know, a lot of events I've done and I've seen in people at events where you think that you're smoked, you think that you're done, that there's, you know, there's nothing left. You can't take one more step, but then you do. There's always something left to give. And that just resonated to me. And I thought, this is awesome.
Yeah, we focus part of the program, and there's a curriculum around it. We set it up by seasons, and the seasons are really aligned with school semesters. We have primarily high school and middle school kids on the team. We're based in the Paramore neighborhood of Orlando, which not many people are aware of, but one of the 25 most dangerous neighborhoods in America, named that not too long ago. And so growing up in that kind of environment, you have challenges. And, you know, it's a place where there's high crime, there's a high drug use, high gang membership, and a place where a lot of people think that hope goes to die. And really, when I first started working with New Image Youth Center, which the Give team sprung from, I realized that when you get into an environment like that, there are some amazing stories of people who do incredible things with far less than what we might have. And you find true beauty and true strength in those kind of environments. And that's been something that, you know, really over the last 10 years has drawn me to that environment, in realizing that we all have something to offer to everybody around us and to help, you know, to help them. And you're right on. I mean, the events that we do are the perfect metaphor for life, and that, you know, it's one step at a time. You know, we want to know where we're headed. So we, you know, we set goals as part of our team. We set goals each season, and we set a physical goal and an academic goal. If you're in school, if you're out of school, then we set a financial goal. But the physical goal is the one that I love, because there's nothing more honest than a physical goal. And just like you said, when you're in a physical environment, you know, you think that you might be done, but you're not done, right? You just keep going. It's one step at a time. And again, leaning on your team, if there's something that's incredibly challenging, then you lean on your team to help you get to that next step. And that's something that's worked really well with our guys. We've had some great success. We have high school graduates, and we have several college students. We have one of our team members, and the leaders of our team is just finished his freshman year at Morehouse College. We have an alumnus who is getting his PhD, the youngest member of the PhD program in computer science at Auburn, and another who just graduated from University of Florida and looking to go on to get his MBA, or I'm sorry, get his master's. It's been just incredible for me to be involved in this. To be honest, you know, we look at the things that the kids are accomplishing, you know, and everybody says, oh, this is so great, the things that you're doing for these kids. The reality is these kids do at least as much for me as we're doing for them. So it's incredibly rewarding.
I definitely want to get more into the New Image Youth Center, because I'm curious about this and then how the Give team kind of sprung from that. So it sounds like, you know, before we get there, a couple questions on the Give team. It sounds like you've been mostly doing OCR events up to this point. Do you have planned, you mentioned like a schedule. How do you plan out the events that you're going to be going to and training for and doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. It started out when I did this, when we first put this together, that we were looking to do one event, ideally at the end of each season, and that was going to be the reward. And we work hard. We get together on Saturdays. We do an intense workout. And then we get together for breakfast afterwards, and we talk about the goals. And every teammate sets the, like I said, the physical goal and the academic goal at the beginning of the season. And it runs from January to June, and then August to December, the two seasons in the year. And we'll focus on after that, the plan to get there and how you're going to execute on that plan. I tell the guys, I can help you get almost anything in the world you want with four things: set a goal, make a plan, execute the plan, and overcome challenges. And it's that simple, but we all know that it's not easy. If it was easy, we'd all be millionaires with six-pack abs. So we really focus on that process and overcoming the challenges, because if you set the right goal, if you put the plan together, you know you're going to execute. And then if you start to do the work, you know, along the way, you're going to have challenges. And the challenge might be the snooze button. You know, it might be the cold pillow. You know, and that's usually the biggest one, is, you know, just getting up and doing it. So really focus on the process and the little things that you can do every day that are going to take you where you want to go. The goal will help, and that's the initial oomph to get things going. But the reality is that it's really, you know, falling in love with the process that's going to get you there, and knowing that you've got a team to support you, that really makes the difference. So we started out, like I said, with one event a season. And as time has gone on, we've aligned ourselves with different organizations. Operation Enduring Warrior is a big organization or a big relationship we have with an organization that we run some of these events with, have some strong relationships with several members of that. Travis Mannion Foundation is another one. And then have developed relationships with the organizations that hold the events. So we have some relationships with folks at Spartan, but also, Mark Ballas with the Green Beret Challenge now Driven. And the communities that are part of that have become really an extended part of our team. And that's been a strong benefit for the guys that I coach, and knowing that they have other people that they can knock on the door of and ask questions of, and, you know, maybe have a place to stay or whatever the case may be if they're in another town. So it's really, you know, the goal setting and the events are the focal point. But really now we do before COVID, we were doing 3-4 events a season. And now with us, you know, looking to work more with GORUCK, you know, I think that the opportunity for us with GORUCK is going to be even greater, just because of the number of events that GORUCK has around the country. And I think, expanding the relationships we have, you know, here in the Southeast and also around the country, I think is something that we're excited about.
You know, like you said, having the goal being what you look for, but, you know, trying to fall in love with the process, that's such an amazing point to drive home, because if you can fall in love with the process, then, I mean, you can enjoy it while you're trying to reach that goal. You know, you can enjoy the goal, enjoy the journey to get there. And if there's one thing on the fitness side that I've learned, you know, from COVID, it's re-falling in love with that process, because who knows when events are going to start up again. You have to enjoy the training and enjoy it all as you can.
And I think you realize too, when you head down the path, you might get a couple weeks down the road, somewhere down that path, you realize, you know, you learn something along the way, and maybe you adjust that goal. Maybe it's, you know, maybe there's something else that's more appropriate. And, you know, but the key is to do something, right? And that's, you know, again, with the things that are happening in the world right now, I mean, people are coming to me and coming to our team and saying, you know, hey, what can we do? And, you know, to help. And the reality is, just engage, just jump in, just figure it out. And that's really part of the process, right? Is just, you know, you come up with a plan, and I think it was Tyson's trainer who said that everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. And that's really what happens in the events, right? You get into an event and, you know, you have a plan to do certain things, and you realize when you're in it that things change once you start having that question in your mind about whether or not you think you can, you're able to do it.
And they sure do.
One of the mottos that we have is, you know, that everybody has that voice in their head that says, I don't think I can do this. And we want to force that conversation and keep going. And we know that once we get there, that's the true test of strength, is knowing that, you know, you might question whether you can do it. If you keep going, then that's a win.
And that's such a strong win to have too.
Another thing that we have is, you know, once you get that, you know, another saying we have is momentum is magic. And we know that when we have momentum, that just everything seems to be aligned, and you start, you know, you just keep going. And that we also know when we don't have momentum, and it's really, really difficult to keep it going. So, you know, as long as you've got that momentum, just keep it going. And then you'll end up somewhere that you might not see when you start.
Yeah. And that momentum, I mean, it's especially important to pay attention to when you're on a team, you're doing team-based things, because it doesn't only impact you, it impacts everyone else. You have to look at when momentum's slowing down, even if you're really strong-willed and you can push through, you have to look at your teammates and say, you know, is anyone here struggling with this momentum slowing down, and what, you know, what do we need to do to help them out? Or knowing yourself, right? When the momentum slows down and saying, you know, last time I had all these goals and then things started to, you know, I guess like COVID might be an example of that, where I had like half of my race calendar disappear. And so I know last time that happened, you know, it can be tough to train, but just knowing when there shifts momentum in life and in sports and anything, how you react to it and what you can do to have the best reaction or reach out for help. I mean, it's good to know how you handle all that.
Right. Yeah, no, that's spot on. And, you know, and there's so much power in the energy that you bring and that your teammates bring. And a lot of times, you know, I know I'm guilty of this, right? Well, you know, I got this. I don't need any help. Thanks for asking, you know, but really changing that mindset to think about, you know, okay, you know, maybe there is something that somebody else can offer me to help take me a different direction, or to help accelerate my momentum that I've established, or help get me going. And COVID's a great example. You know, that's spot on. I mean, everybody had a plan heading into this year, and, you know, it didn't include, you know, staying at home for several weeks.
Yeah. So, I don't know anyone who planned for that. So that's just, you know, so exciting. That makes me it puts a smile on my face that you're talking about this. And that's part of your mottos, because it's, you know, it's so important.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. It's, you know, when we talk as a team, you know, usually it's during the workouts when we're struggling, that we really start talking to each other about, you know, all right, we expected this. And so just know that this is tough. This is the time that we knew was coming. And so how are you going to get beyond it? And so what we do for our workouts, and this is where really the alignment, there's so much synergy with GORUCK. Just not just the nature of the events and what GORUCK is about, but a lot of the things that, you know, a lot of the philosophies and a lot of the approaches that I've seen, you know, with the exposure that I have had. But our workouts are typically, because we are in the Paramore neighborhood, we hadn't had a lot of gear, we don't go to a gym. We don't have weights that we go lift. But what we do have is heavy stuff to carry. So, our first Spartan race in January of 2018, we met Earl Granville, who, some may know Earl. He's a part of Operation Enduring Warrior. And that first race, he gave us, Cindy, the cinder block, which, you know, he shared the story of Cindy, which really resonated with us and goes along with the team approach that we have with life. And the story of Cindy is, Cindy's a half a cinder block with a chain, and represents the burden that we all carry. So he tasked us with carrying the cinder block through the course, and knowing that at some point that burden is going to get too heavy. And once that burden gets too heavy, to not be too proud to rely on your team to help carry that burden. And so we made it through the course. And at the end of the course is when he told us the true story of Cindy. So, I believe it was 2008, might be 2009, that Earl was the sole survivor of a roadside bomb in Afghanistan that took his leg and two of his buddies. And he came home and he was grateful to have survived, learned how to ski, learned how to play hockey. But when he hit his hard time in his recovery was 2 years later, when his twin brother committed suicide. And that led him down a path that, you know, where he had to find himself and dig deep. And that's where he found Cindy, and he found himself and really became, you know, found his true strength. And so he gave us Cindy. Cindy is now a part of all of our workouts and part of the events we have. And then fast forward to, this was almost 2 years ago. We were in a training program that ended up taking us to our first GORUCK event, where we were out for it was about a 6 hour, kind of a rock through Orlando. And we, you know, being summertime in Orlando, we had to leave before the sun comes up to avoid the heat. So this is about 2 hours in. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, it was still dark, and we were switching up weights, and one of the guys looked over and saw this log and said, we should carry that. And I called his bluff thinking there's no way in hell we're going to carry this thing because this thing's big. So I picked it up and I was like, all right, yeah, this is pretty heavy. So I started carrying it and, you know, thought, yeah, I got it. And thinking it'll last maybe 10 minutes. And then the guy who suggested we carry it tapped me on the shoulder and said, I got it. I'll take it. So I thought that, you know, again, it wouldn't last. Well, you know, a few hours later, it's still in my front yard. And we carry that on our workouts and events as well. So that's Roger the log. So we name, you know, our odd bits of equipment that we pick up along the way. But that's just a natural part of what we do. It's just, you know, picking up heavy things, carrying it and testing ourselves. And behind these things are these stories. So Roger represents the fact that we all have a choice. We have a choice whether we pick up that heavy weight and carry it or we let it break us. And we choose whether that weight is going to serve as a source of strength or if it is going to cause us to struggle. Now that weight, even though it causes, you know, it builds strength, can very much be something that we struggle with because it's through that struggle that we build strength. But it's up to us to decide whether the struggle is going to be a source of strength or it's going to be something that breaks us. And I forgot what the original question was or the topic we were talking about. I got way down the path of the different tools that we found along the way.
That's perfect because that's exactly where I wanted to get going because I was really curious about the training that you're doing. And, you know, before we get into kind of the workouts, because I do have a couple questions there, I just have to say that, you know, it's so awesome that, you know, you're incorporating these objects that, like you said, that, you know, they're heavy, they're carryable, but it's not something you could carry for the entire time. So you do have to ask for help. You do have to, you know, pass it off because it's so easy for, you know, someone say, you know, do you need a hand with that? You can say, no, you know, I don't need help. But by changing it into an object, a heavy cinder block, you know, that has an incredible amount of meaning behind it, or this giant log that is probably pretty unwieldy when you've got that up on your shoulder, you change it into, I don't need help yet, because you know at some point you will. And then it kind of gets you in the mindset that, you know, I am gonna have to rely on other people and to make this thing happen, because you can't just leave a log in the middle of the road. That thing's got to come home.
Right. It's really funny that what I've learned is adolescent boys or post-adolescent boys, I've learned to ask one of two questions depending on the direction that I think this might need to go. If I feel like that person might need some help, right, that they're really struggling, I will come up to them and I'll say, let me take that. And then they'll gladly give it up because they're obviously struggling. If I feel like maybe they've got a little bit more and might need to push themselves a little bit, I'll change it and I'll say, hey, you need a little help? And if you ask it that way, they'll say, no, I got it. Right. So unless they really are struggling, and then they'll give that up. So it's been fun to watch the guys respond and know that, and it's been fun to see them evolve too. Some of these guys started out as small, you know, freshmen in high school and rather slight and really struggling with some of this stuff. And to see them now as sophomores, juniors, you know, embracing these things that they once, you know, really, you know, kind of ran away from has been a neat evolution at the individual level. And then as the team has gained more recognition with the center, with New Image Youth Center, seeing the little kids really embrace this stuff too has been a really cool thing to see. And we've got a couple guys who are just rock solid kids, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, who insist on trying to carry the log. And the log weighs about as much as they do. And so they might carry it about 10, 15 yards, but they carried it, you know, and that's something that they walk away with saying, yeah, you know, that's, because they see the big guys doing it and they know that it's something that's cool, even though it might not be the easiest thing to do.
I mean, it's so interesting to watch that stuff because kids, I mean, the role models and the people that make impressions on them are the people around them, you know, the people in their direct vicinity. So they see these people there carrying these heavy objects and that's what they want to do.
You know, Brian, that's important, right? So let's take that logic, right? That thinking. And that's really at the heart of, and I maybe chipped a little bit into New Image and how the Give Team is really an extension of New Image. That idea of you react to the things you see around you. Your reality is what you see in your immediate surroundings. And so if your immediate surroundings are in the Paramore neighborhood of Orlando, then your future, your path, your opportunities are going to be framed by what you see. And so as I got involved with New Image about 10 years ago, and as I got to know Shantae Barton Stubbs, who is the founder and the executive director and an amazing, amazing woman who is an inspiration to me and should be to everybody. She, her whole approach is, you know, if you think of a pyramid, at the foundation of that pyramid is the first thing that the center is there for as an after school and summer program for K-12 kids, is to provide a safe haven. And that safe haven gives kids an opportunity to dream. You know, absent that safe haven, if you're in fight or flight mode, you're not going to have the ability to dream. And every kid deserves the ability or the opportunity to dream. So that's the first thing, is the safe haven. The second thing, the next level up on the pyramid, is that we either take kids out of that environment or bring people out from outside the environment into the center to help influence those dreams, to help give them something to see, to shoot for, that might help color, you know, the direction that they might want to go that might be different than they might otherwise see. And then the third thing at the very tip of the pyramid is that we give kids the tools to go realize those dreams. And so the center is, you know, about 110, 115 kids in the after school and summer program that are, you know, where New Image really serves as an extension of family. So Shantae is a licensed mental health counselor. And so she is uniquely qualified to really help these kids deal with a lot of the things that they face. On top of the fact that we've got an incredible staff, as well as volunteers and board members that are there to help the kids, the students of New Image, you know, with the things that they might need help with along the way, as well as giving them opportunities and, you know, helping them see things, like I said, that they might not otherwise see. So that's, you know, if you look at the Give team, really, like I said, we're an extension of the center. And one of the things that happened unintentionally is that, you know, I initially set this up thinking that we would do events that would be close to home and that we would just do day trips. Well, there aren't a whole lot of races, you know, obstacle course races anyways, that are right close, but there are enough for us to do that one a season. Well, one of the events we went to, actually the first event we were supposed to go to, had a venue issue and was moved from Florida to South Georgia, and that required an overnight. And so we ended up taking two nights to spend, you know, running the Green Beret Challenge up in Perry, Georgia. And that started what has now become a ritual for us, that almost every season, at least once, we'll go do an overnight somewhere. And that's really where we go, where we meet people, where we were really able to see other parts of the Southeast up to this point. My dream is to take the kids somewhere, you know, far away, you know, somewhere in the mountains of Montana or somewhere that is very different than Central Florida. And give them that experience just to see something that's different from what's immediately around them. I think that when you look at the things that color you most, you know, that help, you know, influence or change maybe your perspective, you know, for me, it's been travel. It's been going to places that are different from where you are. And that's one of the things that, again, unintentionally, you know, has been a huge side benefit of what we've done as part of the Give Team program and taking the kids from New Image to other parts of the state or other parts of the Southeast.
And that's just so exciting. And that just sounds like such a fun, you know, what's turned into a ritual, this overnight travel for one event, because like you said, traveling to a spot that is just so different from where you live and where you spend 99.9% of your time, it's incredibly eye-opening. And on top of that, traveling to a location like that with, you know, people you know, with friends, with people you've been training with on a team, I mean, that just makes it exponentially, you know, more fun and more eye-opening.
And you get those bonds, you know, the bonds become even more deep. And another, you know, one of the benefits of this happened, you know, as about a year and a half, 2 years ago. So the guys are very familiar and aware of our budget and where we stand. And this particular time, we'd gone to, you know, more events than we expected because we've been invited. And while we were able to, you know, be, you know, we're very grateful that we were able to get into these events without having to pay registration fees, but we still had the fees of, you know, the expensive rental car and gas and meals and all that. And they knew that our budget was already pretty low. So I told the guys, we were going up to Atlanta, and I said, you know, I've got it planned out where we've got a place to stay tonight, but I don't have a place to stay tomorrow night. I just figured we'd get on the road after the event and we'll make it as far as we can. We'll just find a motel somewhere and we'll do that. And so the guys were all about doing badass things, right? And they're like, you know, why don't we just sleep in the van? And I said, well, you really want to do that? They're like, yeah. I'm like, well, because they knew the budget and all that. And I'm like, well, all right, if you really want to do that. So that night we were at dinner with, and this is another Green Beret challenge. There were about 40 people at dinner that night at, I think it was a Texas Roadhouse. And so we were there with the Green Beret Challenge family, if you will, a bunch of people who are participating the next day. And this lady who I had not met came up to me and said, you know, asked if I was Brad. And I said, yeah. She said, do I hear it right that you guys are sleeping in the van tomorrow night? I was like, yeah, you know, like the guys just kind of want to do this. He said, well, that's unacceptable. So what do you mean? She said, well, we have beds. We have room at our place. You're staying at our place. So I said, well, okay. And it turned out that's Mike and Jennifer Bailey. And they're now very good friends of the team. And now they get very upset if we don't stay with them if we're in the Atlanta area. So that's been, a neat benefit of us just going out and doing stuff. You know, not necessarily having every detail planned out, but knowing that at the end of the day, it's going to work out pretty well.
Well, and what an awesome life lesson to just kind of, you know, instill, because looking back at my life, and I'm sure probably you looking back at your life and anyone listening, I mean, you don't always have everything planned and you have to adapt and you have to figure out how you're going to make it work. And even when you do have things planned, sometimes things happen and things fall through, and creating these situations that they might not have had otherwise. You know, here's a situation. Where are we going to stay on our way back, and how are we going to make this work? I mean, that's life skills right there.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And one of the things that we talk a lot about, right, and another motto that we have, revolves around rituals and the fact that rituals can be very strong if you make them that way. And that once things do change, if you can lean on those rituals that you have done on purpose, then that should be a source of strength to help you get through those challenging times. So, you know, the motto that we have is that, you know, life is nothing but a series of habits and experiences. So make your habits intentional and your experiences amazing. And if we can focus on those two things and be intentional about both, then, you know, you're gonna have a pretty good time. So that's a key part, right? Yeah, that you know, things are going to change. There's one thing that's inevitable, and that's well, this is another motto we have, right? That we seek pain because it's the pain we seek that strengthens us, preparing us for the pain life inevitably throws our way. So one thing we know for sure, there will be pain, and either you seek it or it's going to find you. And it's going to find you regardless of whether you seek it or not. But if you seek it, you're going to be far more prepared for it. You're going to be better suited to address that pain and know, hey, I've been here before, or I've had worse than that. And that's really, you know, the strength I draw from the guys on the team. You know, we share life experiences with each other in conversation. And some of the things that they deal with in the neighborhood they grew up are things that I growing up never had to deal with. And I hope to God nobody listening ever has to deal with, but they have. And they lean into that as a source of strength and a source of pride, knowing that, hey, they come out of one of the most badass parts of the country with a huge heart, a deep soul, and drive. And that to me is inspirational, right? That inspires me to know, all right, you know, I got to do more. So
it's so true that life, you can't escape it, right? There's always going to be something coming down, whether it's in a day, a week, a month, a year, but there will be pain somewhere. And so by getting into these experiences with your team, with people you trust, figuring out how you can tackle these kind of obstacles as they come, you know, it just builds up that skill set, that tool belt, so that when you're alone and something happens, you know that either, how to deal with it, or, you know, who you can draw on and talk to and get help with it. And it's just, it's important to have those skills, and it's not like they're skills that are taught. You know, it's stuff that you have to learn. Like you said, you've got to find the pain so that when the pain comes, you know how to deal with it.
Yeah. And then the cool thing is that these are things that, that you can develop, right? These are things that to some extent, maybe some are born with these things, but they are things that you can hone and you can get better at along the way. And it's really, you know, and each person's different. You know, each person is unique in what, you know, what motivates them, what drives them, and what turns them on, what shuts them down. And it's a matter of each of us learning those things and knowing how to lean on those to go get where you want to go. And not getting comfortable. I mean, that comfort is, you know, we got a society that's built around comfort, and that's where our brain wants to go. And that's the probably the most dangerous thing we have right now is, you know, the numbness of comfort.
Yeah, because if you just live in the comfort your whole life, when things get tough, I mean, you don't know how to deal with it. So that's
right.
One of the reasons why I know a lot of people sign up for GoRuck events, for OCR events. They want the adventure, but they also want something tough and physically demanding and hard, so that when something comes at them in life that's also hard, they can look back at this as a reference point and say, you know, this is tough, but that event I did a couple of months ago was pretty tough too, and I got through that. So I'm pretty sure I can get through this.
Yeah, spot on, man. Spot on.
So I want to make sure I have this. So New Image Youth Center, so it's in the Paramore neighborhood, which is, did you say, the top 25 most dangerous neighborhoods in the United States?
Yeah, it was named one of the 25 most dangerous neighborhoods. It's just west of the downtown area of Orlando. It's undergoing a lot of change right now, a lot of gentrification, and so there's a lot of uncertainty there. But the one thing that has remained consistent is it is an area of high poverty, high crime. So there are a lot of families from Haiti who are there. And I'm finding that it's a lot of the kids that I coach their families are from Haiti. And it's amazing to see the immigrant spirit really thrive in the kids that I coach. And then also, I think generally speaking, I mean, the thing that I've come to appreciate is that there is a fine line between survival instinct and entrepreneurial spirit. And you know, might argue that they're both the same, but that's the drive that I'm seeing in a lot of the kids. And the thing that there's something that happens between childhood and adulthood in neighborhoods like Paramore where hope is lost. And you can see it in the faces of people walking the streets. But at the same time, like I said earlier, there is so much beauty in those areas. If you go find it, it's just, there's so much strength there. And the deep souls and the kindness and the love and the there's just the scrappiness of the grit of a lot of the people who grow up in that environment and who live in Paramore has just been incredibly impressive to me. It's been an amazing thing. So New Image started, this is the 16th, actually 16th birthday was this last weekend for New Image. And it started when Shantae was just getting out of college and her father, she grew up in the Maitland Winter Park area of Orlando, which is a middle class, upper middle class, somewhat affluent area of Orlando. And her dad moved his ministry from Winter Park down to Paramore. And as she's getting out of college, she had grand dreams of either, you know, Hollywood or being in law enforcement or, you know, or something along those lines, right? Two different paths, but different than where she is now. And so she was asking her dad, what are you doing? I mean, this place is nasty. You know, it smells. It's not good. And he said, well, this is my calling. So she went down to see how things were going with his new church, and saw these three kids playing in the street. And the two older kids were putting the littler kid in the shopping cart and pushed the shopping cart into the street to try to stop the traffic. So her reaction was one of shock, and she said, hey, stop, you know, get over here. So they kind of cursed her up and down, and she said, get over here. She metaphorically pulled them by the ear and played games with them that day. And the next day her dad called and said, hey, your friends are back. And she said, what are you talking about? And she said, those three boys, they came back and they brought more friends. So that whole summer she spent playing with the kids, and her parents gave her a little corner of the church. And that was the foundation of New Image Youth Center, which, you know, is now, you know, I think a real source of hope in the Paramore community. But I think in the nation overall, I mean, I haven't seen anything like it. I know there are other organizations in other communities around the country, but it's really amazing what Shantae has built, and seeing, you know, how the community has rallied. And I call it the best kept secret in Orlando. It really, you know, is a very strong example of what can happen when members of the community engage, and engage to really learn, right? To you know, and I was guilty somewhat of jumping in and thinking I'm going to strap the S on my chest and the cape on my back and I'm going to go inspire somebody and save it. Well, that's not how it works. You engage, you ask questions, you learn, and then you learn how you might have something to offer to that organization, to that community. That is a value, because again, everybody's different. Everybody's strengths are different. And so, you know, I began by serving on the board where, you know, as you mentioned, I'm still on the board. I'm vice chair. But at the same time, along the way, after I participated in my first obstacle course race, along with one of the staff members who's an alumnus and a personal trainer, he ran it with me. And after we ran that first race in 2015, we thought, how can we bring this to the kids at the center? And it was from there that we created the program that became what we have now, which is the Give Team. And so our motto is really, you know, from Shantae. So Shantae, when I first met her, we sat in the room that she told me the background, and she said that one of the things that she does is that she wants to get the kids to serve a meal to the community, because she wants the kids to know that no matter how little they have, they always have something to give. And fast forward a few years, and I'm just this side of a heart attack during a workout, and then it hit me that that's really what our team name should be, because there is nothing more important to building strength than confidence, and there is nothing better to build confidence than knowing you have something to offer somebody else. You can't be anxious and grateful at the same time, and one way that you can be grateful is by knowing that you have something to help you have something to offer to help somebody else out. So that's really, you know, a quick story of New Image. I encourage anybody, if you come to Orlando, it's a great place to go see a very different part of Orlando that you won't see in the tourism brochures. But it's a very impressive place to go. In fact, I've brought, several people from out of town to tour the center, and it's very simple. It's very humble. It's not, not very impressive in the building and all of that, but you feel it, right? It's one of those things that you feel it when you walk in the door. One of those things you say, if you know, you know.
What an incredible story. And I know exactly what you're talking about, thinking back to experiences where you just kind of feel in the air, right? You go through the door and you're like, there's something here.
Yeah.
That's so cool, because I was going to get into, asking, how the Give Team came out of New Image Youth Center. And so I appreciate you sharing that. And just what an awesome thing to do. You go out and do this event, and the first thing that you and the R coach think of is how can we bring some of this back. And so I'm curious about the workouts that you do. If you mentioned that, you get together in the morning and you work out, and then did you say that you have breakfast together afterwards?
Yeah. So what we'll do is typically, and now that it's summertime, we'll go a little bit earlier again to try to avoid the heat. But we'll get together at the center, and we will do what we call the Give Team 15, which is it's our warm up, it's a series of 15 exercises over 15 minutes. So it's 45 seconds on, 15 seconds off, and it goes from you work legs, then you work upper body, then you work core, then you work whole body. So it's a little bit of an ass kicker in and of itself. So we'd start with that. And then we'll typically do, depending on what the focus is, we'll either go out for some kind of an endurance event where we'll go perhaps around Lake Eola, which is the centerpiece of downtown Orlando, just carrying our heavy stuff. We typically will go out Indian style, where the heavy weight is at the front we'll walk for 3 minutes and then we'll sprint for 30 seconds and then everybody will switch. We'll switch weights. So the guy in the front will go to the back to carry our flag. And then everybody will go move up to the next heaviest weight. And that's typically around 4 miles. And then after that, yeah, if I break all of us down, I want to build us back up. So one of the things that we talk about is the importance of energy, and that there are three key elements to maximizing energy. There's sleep, nutrition, and movement. And if you can master those three things, then you're on your way to being strong physically. And so we talk about nutrition, then that's an opportunity for me to share, the macros, fats, carbs, proteins, how to watch for that stuff. A lot of times our guys don't have a lot of choice around what they eat because they have what they have in the cupboard. But at least giving them the knowledge that, that there are, once they get to the point of making choices, they understand that. So that's what we will do on Saturdays. There are times where we will also get together on Sundays, depending on if we're working out for maybe a little more hardcore event. We welcome guest coaches to come in. So, I mentioned the four elements to accomplishing a goal: setting a goal, making a plan, executing the plan, and overcoming challenges. So we invite guest coaches to come in, and they can either lead the workout if they're qualified and so inclined. They can participate in the workout, but they don't have to do either one of those two things. The one thing that they have to do, the one requirement that they have to have, is they have to share a story of overcoming a challenge. Because again, just like pain is inevitable, so are challenges. And so those challenges likely come from pain. So how have you had to deal with some kind of challenge in life? And what have you done to overcome that? And by doing that, that helps really create this bond between the guest coach for that day and for the workout. Because as we all know, there's nothing like, a mutual beatdown to create unity in a team as you're running around a lake. So that's what we do on Saturdays and Sundays. In the June, as luck would have it, we have, this is our third annual Give Team 15 Challenge, which started on the 15th of the month. And what we do is we get together. We've decided to do it at 5:30 in the morning on Instagram Live, where I will get together with whoever wants to show up from the team, and we will do the Give Team 15. What we challenge the community to do is to do the same thing. And what happened was a couple of years ago, the school year ended, and you just lose engagement because you lose the structure of school. So everybody kind of gets into the blah of the beginning of summer of just, to keep the guys engaged was really a challenge. So I came up with this Give Team 15 challenge for two purposes. One is as a fundraiser. What we do is it's 15s are wild, right? The Give Team 15 is 15 exercises over 15 minutes for 15 days. So and then the entry fee is $15. And then with that, you get a Give Team patch. And so the idea is that everybody that signs up does the Give Team 15. They take a picture of themselves either before, during, or after the workout. They post it on Instagram. They tag hashtag the Give Team 15. And then we will repost that. And that shows, again, it's a fundraiser, but it shows the guys that other people are willing to do the same work that they're doing. So it really is a momentum builder for them and kind of injects a little adrenaline into what we're doing as we head into the summer. So we've done this this is the third year. So the Give Team 15 day challenge is the third year. This is the first year with COVID, we really kind of doubled down. And we started it as a team. We started it at the beginning of the month. So we're actually, 17 days in to the 30-day challenge for the team. But the guys are paying attention to others out there in the community who are jumping in and doing the same thing they are. And hopefully everybody that does this learns what I try to instill in the kids, which is, effort plus consistency equals results. It's a very simple formula. You put a little effort in, you do it every day, and by the end of that month, by the end of that 2 weeks, you feel stronger, you feel better, and you're able to take on more. And then that, again, establishes that momentum that is magic for you to keep going and maybe take things to the next level. So that's a little background on what we do. It's the Give Team 15 is modeled after something that I did in training for when I climbed Mount Rainier here back in 2017. and has become a key part of just what we do, because it's, you know, it's just a real good way to kind of get things moving before you start the workout.
That's what it sounds like, everything that it entails. And then that's so cool that, you know, you've kind of put the challenge out that other people can do as well, because when the, like you said, school year's winding down, you lose a lot of structure, but sometimes all you need is that little bit of extra motivation, seeing all these other people doing the Give Team 15, you're like, man, I need to do it too.
And the cool part about it is that it's, and again, not intentional, we just kind of figured this out. It serves as one of three kinds of workouts, depending on what you need at that time or what you're able to do at that time. It can, you know, we ideally, it's a Metcon workout where you try to get as many reps as you can in of each exercise, and it will break you. You know, it's not break you, but it'll test you. It'll get you sweating. But the second thing is if you know, you could use it as a mobility workout where you just go deep into each exercise and do it very intentionally. Just make sure that your form is impeccable. And so it could serve that purpose. And then the third purpose is you can make it a strength workout. If you just, you know, throw a ruck on your back and do it with a little bit of weight and then you get a different benefit altogether. But, you know, again, it's a great workout for us, but it's only 15 minutes, right? If all you have is 15 minutes, you know, it's a great way to burn 15 minutes and get yourself, you know, moving for the rest of the day. And we've all felt it, right? I mean, you know, you don't want to do it in the morning. But if you do it in the morning, it sets the stage for the rest of the day.
It sure does. I'm not the biggest fan of workouts in the morning, but I know the days I do them, you know, it definitely sets the stage for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we're talking here about, you know, the month of June, which is the month we're in right now. So during this month, you guys have a partnership with GORUCK for a one team, one fight patch. And so I'm curious about that patch and, you know, kind of where this collaboration with them came from.
Yeah, this is really, really cool. And I, how this happened was just a couple weeks ago, Andy Copeland had been following us on Instagram for a little while now. And it's one of those things where social media, you know, you're aware of people. And so, you know, I noticed he was following our stuff, and that was really cool. And he reached out to me, back, I think it was February, and said, hey, he saw that we have a need for gear. He said, I'd like to make a donation. How do we make that happen? And so we set all that up. And so he sent a box to the center. And then COVID hit and the center closed down. So this was March that he sent this. So fast forward to Memorial Day weekend, we happened to be there and Shantae was in the center. So I walked in and she said, yeah, you've got a box. And so it was a rucker and a sandbag, a GORUCK sandbag. And so we opened it up and I took some pictures of the boys. And then that day and the next day we were scheduled to go do the Ruck to Remember up in DC, the 60 to 60, the 60 miles, 20 miles each day for 3 days to section 60 of Arlington. And obviously that didn't happen because of COVID. So we lined up with Operation Enduring Warrior and what they were doing in Miami to do our own version, which was 14 miles on Sunday and then 6 miles on Monday. So I took some pictures of us opening the box up on Sunday and then a couple videos of what we did on Monday. And both days took us to a couple of cemeteries here that have veteran sections. So I made a little video out of it. And that next, I think it was that Friday, I got a call from Emily. And she said, yeah, you know, hey, we've got this idea. We had some plans for donating to a charity, but it just didn't make sense with a lot that was going on. And at that point, it was really when things were heating up around the protests and a lot of the unrest around what's been going on with what's been happening with the police and minority communities. And so they wanted to do something a little different. And we started talking and I've been following GORUCK for a while. Then I've done, you know, followed the selection, you know, the selection event on Facebook Live, and actually participated in, my one event, the Star Course 50 miler, a couple of years ago, invited by Jason Dodge, and Albie Maslin from the Travis Mannion Foundation to participate on their team. So I did that with one of our guys a couple of years ago. And really really like the organization. There are so many synergies between the philosophy, their approach, and what they do, the sense of community, the focus on building strength through community, that I felt that this was just a match made in heaven. So I said, yeah, you know, let's do this. This would be great. And so she was asking questions about what the things that we need and all that. And so just this last Sunday, we happened to be up in Jacksonville running the Spartan race with Operation Enduring Warrior. And then took Sunday with, I took a few of the guys, a few of our ambassador leaders over to meet with Jason and Emily, and just had a great, we were there for about an hour or so, and connected, and it was a great conversation. Looking forward to doing more with GORUCK. You know, again, the events that GORUCK puts on are very much aligned with the workouts that we do. So the fact that it's taken me this long to figure out that we've got to do something with GORUCK is on me. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity, and I'm really looking forward to the opportunity engaging with the GORUCK community. You know, we've worked with several people who have done a lot of the GORUCK events, and you know, so I know that there's something special about that I'm looking forward to digging into. So that's something we're looking forward to here as we head into the second half of 2020 and really looking into 2021.
That's really exciting. And you know, as you're telling me for the past, you know, hour of, as I've been learning about the GIVE team, you know, the things you've been teaching, the things that the people who are a part of it are learning, I just kept having kind of flashbacks to GORUCK events and locations and things that I've learned that were similar. And so I just kept thinking that this is going to be a, you know, hopefully a really cool partnership for you guys, because it seems like on so many levels that you're on a very similar page.
Yeah, no, most definitely. I think, you know, one of the things just to share with your audience, the vision for what we do is to really, again, we build stronger communities, and it starts with the individual. And the thinking is, who better to build strong communities than the strongest within the communities? And so to that end, we've leaned into working with veterans organizations. We've been leaning into first responders, law enforcement, fire departments, to work with them and groups that have a strong sense of service to engage and, again, to build strength. So with that in mind, the idea has always been for us to take the GIVE team program and bring it to other communities. And to do that isn't easy, right? It takes a little bit of luck, but it takes a lot of effort. It takes the right people. I mean, it's really at the heart of it. It's the right people that are committed to really starting small and building something and engaging in building these relationships. So, you know, the program we have, is there is a curriculum tied to it, but, you know, we've learned in working with others who've looked at taking this to other communities that there are unique challenges to every community. And I think unique opportunities that are worth exploring, especially with all the things that are happening now. Again, you know, we're stronger together than we are apart. We have more in common than we have in conflict. And I think it's really important for us to lean into that. It's so easy for us to live in our little silo and our own little community. But I think we get much stronger when we, you know, again, just like the physical side of the world, you know, when we lean into our discomfort areas, when we challenge ourselves to do things that are new, you know, we become stronger as individuals, we become stronger as communities, and we become stronger as a country. So I'm really looking forward to this. I think, you know, the opportunity to get to know other people, and, you know, and selfishly to share the guys that I coach and the special stories that each of them have to tell and the magic that they bring and the energy that they bring and the hope that they bring is something that I'm really excited about. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And I really appreciate, first of all, Andy, for the donation and for the introduction to GORUCK, but also for Jason and Emily to reach out and to embrace what we're doing. And the challenge for this month, right? That's it's good stuff that you know, we're lining up with them and the patch that they have out there, and you know, all the things that I think will lead to.
And for people who are listening and haven't seen it, it's on GORUCK.com, on GORUCK's website, the One Team One Fight patch, you know, right there in the online store. Then the proceeds, if I recall correctly, are going to the GIVE team.
That's right. Yes, they are. And Jason and Emily are going to come down to Orlando in July. We need to pick a date. Where they'll come down, and I think they're going to be bringing gifts for the boys. Part of the gift will be the proceeds from the sale of the patch. And then if I could just throw out there that, you know, for those who might be interested in the Give Team 15 promotion that we have, you know, we've got a Shopify store out there at bestronggivemore.com. You know, there's the team site that you mentioned, giveteam.net. But we do have an online store that has some shirts and some other things that are out there for those that are interested in what we might have.
Absolutely. And then I'll have a link to that in the show notes as well. So if you want to give that URL again, and then I'll have the link in the show notes. So if people don't remember it, they can just head right there.
It's bestronggivemore.com.
Perfect. I'm really excited about this, and I'm really excited to see what you and Gorak come up with. Because I think, like you said, that there's a lot of synergy there. You know, there's a lot that you have in common, and I'm glad that this all came together.
Yeah, no, same here. And I think, it's a great opportunity. And, you know, the opportunity I'm most excited for is the one for the kids to be able to meet so many other great people with a similar approach. For anybody who's interested in learning more about what we do or how they might want to get involved in their own communities and learn from what we've done, you know, just don't hesitate to reach out. I'm more than happy to share what we've learned. It hasn't all been wonderful success. We've had some bumps along the way, and that's part of the learning process. So yeah, but I really appreciate the opportunity here to talk and to share what we're doing with your audience.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time, and I mean, you know, you're doing something big if you hit a bump or two along the way. You know, it's definitely something special then, because anything too easy,
you're not trying hard enough.
Exactly. Said it way better. That's what I was going for, but I mean, you had the words for it. It only makes sense because you've got all the good mottos. I mean, five or six of them so far that we've heard on the podcast, just, you know, full of inspiration and incredibly relevant. So again, Brad, thank you so much for taking this time to chat with me. I really appreciate it, and let's keep in touch.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for downloading the All Day Rock Off podcast. This has been episode number 158, and I really hope you enjoyed it. Brad, thank you so much for taking the time to be on here. I had a great time talking and listening to the stories. If you want links to anything we talked about or you heard about during this episode, you can hit up the show notes at alldayruckoff.com/158. That's got links to their website, links to their store, links to the patch on Gorak's website. Try to get links to everything we talked about in there, and there's a lot of them. If you enjoyed this episode and you want to help support the All Day Rock Off podcast, you can always leave a review, Apple Podcasts, hit up the online store, alldayrockoff.com/store, or you can support through Patreon, patreon.com/alldayrockoff. There's a couple bonuses in there as well. Thank you so much again for downloading this episode, taking the time to listen. I really, really hope you enjoyed it, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week. As always, don't forget, attitude is everything, keep yours positive, and thank you again for tuning in.